This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Happy Sunday night. Once again, I'm on the radio show first thing. Happy Sunday night. I'm Kimberly Travaglino, a full-time family, road school mom of four kids and two dogs, one of them who's noisy. And on the phone with me is my co-host.
Hey there, Kimberly. It's Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher. We're a traveling family of six. That includes our four curious learners that we have in our road school, and we are so enjoying taking on them on this continuous learning road trip that we're on. And a special thanks to all the road moms who joined us tonight. We love to meet up with you wherever in the world you are.
Absolutely. And where in the world are you, Mary Beth?
Well, I am. It's almost laughable now because for 2 weeks I've told you, we're tying up loose ends in Southwest Florida. And next Sunday we're going to be on the road to Tucson. But I have to tell you, I promise, by next Sunday we'll really, really be headed west. We are still in Florida. It's our lifestyle, right? I mean, you just have to roll with
right.
it. And the reasons that we're still here is good, so we're going to enjoy the sunny weather in Florida a few more days and then head west for real. Where are you at tonight, Kimberly?
I am sitting in one of our most favorite camping spots in the entire country, and you know that's saying something, Mary Beth, because we have been on the road for 4 years and we've been lots of places, but this is a place that we really, really like. It's called Bottomless Lakes State Park, and it's in New Mexico, and it's a collection of sinkholes just 11 miles east of Roswell, New Mexico, and it's just a beautiful, really beautiful location. It's part desert mirage. It's really one of the places that we, you know, always talk about when we're not here. So we're happy to be here, and we're here with other road school mom, Jill Jenkins, and the Jenkins family of the Greenheart Adventure, and we're having a wonderful time. Yesterday we went to Roswell, and I have to tell you, we had the perfect, absolutely perfect road school kind of day yesterday. It was, you couldn't have asked for more. We pulled into this place, and we sat down by the water, and we were having a good time. And the camp host came over and was telling us about these things called Pecos Diamonds. Have you ever heard of those, Mary Beth?
I have not, but tell me about it.
Well, they're these double-ended diamond formation crystal, naturally forming crystal formations that come out of gypsum. And the camp host brought us over some, gave one to each of the kids, which was nice enough to do that, and then told us where we could go find our own. And within the blink of an eye, we had packed up into the trucks and driven to the location that he told us about on this BLM land. And in no time at all, we were finding these Pecos diamonds. And they're a rust-colored. Some of them are more opaque, and some of them are more translucent. And the next thing I know, we're talking about why these diamonds are here. And how they're formed and why they look the way they look. They look like they've been pre-cut. They look like pre-cut gemstones that you might get out of a jewelry store or a rock shop. They're really pretty amazing. And then I'm Googling on the phone and learning about crystals. And the next thing I know, I go to Teacher Pay Teacher, which you're familiar with, and download myself a free study guide on crystal making. And it happens to be rock candy, which is... you know, a no-brainer when you want to keep the kids' attention. Absolutely, if you can put sugar into the lesson plan, that's always a win-win. So tomorrow we'll be making our own crystals of rock candy. And it's so
addictive
of a
lifestyle. Isn't it funny how you, I mean,
be able to do this? You know,
I
didn't know we were going to have a lesson on crystals.
I know everybody talks about lesson plans.
24 hours ago, and
everybody has
here we are, really immersed in
it. I find that when you, if I write a lesson plan, we have a day like that. I mean, it just, we're on the wing it plan. We're on the wing it road school plan. Seems like
yeah.
It brings us something new every day.
That's the best way to take advantage of where you're at and what you're doing. And
you know, so this is a geology lesson, it's a science lesson, it's a geography lesson, all wrapped up in one, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. I have to give a shout-out. It's funny that you're talking about this. We got the opportunity tonight to meet up with some of our friends from New Jersey. I know that's your home state also from way back when. But we met up with our friends from New Jersey, Kathy and Jerry Leo, and they have a preschool, Tiny World, that they ran for 40-plus years. But we were at dinner, and she has this great blog called My Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.com. But she brings all these really fun nature-related. A lot of hers have to do with things you already have around. Like she was just talking tonight about this little project she has, and you just need leaves and, you know, any kind of paint. And that led into this little science lesson. Her and Tor, of course, you know, my youngest, she asked a lot of questions. And we had this whole little road school lesson at dinner tonight, you know, on a Sunday night. I love it.
You cut out a little bit. You said she just needs leaves, and then what happened?
Well, I said she posts a lot of things on her site, My Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, because her and her husband both have education backgrounds, and they own this daycare, Tiny World. And so she has all these cool little lesson plans. You know, she blogs about it, and one that she had recently was all you had was leaves and some paint, and then you done impressions, and you can make different kinds of, you know, pictures, I guess, with it. But my point is, you know, we started off talking about this fun little thing she had done, and then before it was over with, my kids were asking her all kinds of questions, and, you know, Jerry was answering also, and it turned into a science lesson about leaves and why they turn green, and, you know, it's just funny. Like, my point is that here it is on a Sunday night, you know, really school wasn't on my mind, but somehow we immersed ourselves into an art / science lesson. So,
yeah, I know. You know, timing really has nothing to do with when we do school, and I don't think we can compare ourselves to regular, definitely not regular people who go, you know, send their kids to school. Today was so funny. I was reorganizing our homeschool stuff, our road school curriculum. We have this bench that we use to sit on when we're eating, and underneath it's storage, and so we keep all our road school stuff. And in anticipation of the curriculum swap at the upcoming World's Best Road School Convention, I was going through that bench and taking stuff out and reorganizing and putting stuff back in. And the boys saw me doing this and said, oh, can we just skip history today? And in the back of my mind, I knew it was Sunday and we could skip everything today, but I just said, you know, okay, I'll make this one consideration. I'll let you skip history today. And they said, okay, we'll do extra math work instead. And they just went to town. They were doing schoolwork for 3 hours while I was making this video that I'm going to tell you about. And when it was all said and done, you know, a couple times it came up that it was Sunday, but they never, ever made the connection. And then 2 hours after they were done with their schoolwork, they said, when are we leaving here? I said, we're leaving on Tuesday. Oh, is that tomorrow? I said, no, that's actually in 2 days because it's Sunday. And when I saw that reaction on their face, when it dawned on them that they had done 3 hours of schoolwork on a Sunday,
I'm sure it was priceless.
It was. I just said, April Fool's, because I don't know when that is either. So we'll just go with it that it's today.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
So what's new? So, what's new with full-time families this week besides your exciting
I'm so glad you asked. Well, first of all, I want to introduce our listeners that are on the line to this chat that's going on our page. If you have not been to our page, it's a ultimateradioshow.com/show-host/roadschoolmoms. It's all one word at the end. You'll see there's a chat going on there, and you can chat. Mary Beth is running it, and she's listed there as Road Trip Teacher. And Nancy from A Journey Through Learning just signed on. And if you want to be a part of the show but you don't feel like calling in, you can be a part by being part of that chat. Or if you have some tips or if you want some quick information about road schooling or you want to just chat with other moms, go ahead. And I just saw that Paula's logged in, too, from A Journey Through Learning. So that's really cool.
So that's what's going on there. And then today at Full Time Families, I made this brand new video, and I'm going to put the link on the chat, if that's okay, if I can find it. And it's a video of the last three places we were that that we road schooled at. And one was, we haven't been talking since I've been to the sand dunes, right? We haven't had a radio show since I've been to the sand dunes.
No, we haven't heard about that.
Oh, my gosh, what a fabulous place that was. If you skip that place, you're just crazy. It was so much fun. So I put the video up, and you can see that. And we also went to Carlsbad Caverns National Park. And, you know, it's funny. We had been there before, very early in our trip, probably 3.5 years ago. And I remember we had a terrible time there, Mary Beth. I just had a complete meltdown. I had put so much pressure on myself as a new homeschool, road school mom, that these kids had to ingest all of this cave information immediately, or it was all for naught. And now, 4 years later, I recognize how ridiculous that was, and I really enjoyed myself this time because I didn't care as much, you know? I figured they were going to get as much information out of it as they did the first time, or maybe a little more having it been their second time. But they didn't need to know which ones were the stalactites or the stalagmites. They can figure that out later. I think I learned that when I was 35. They just needed to, you know that we were 900 feet underground and it was formed because there had been an ocean above us and this is the power of water. And, you know, and then we just sat there pointing out very funny formations. I had the best time. I really had a good time.
Well, and
that's what we've been up to.
Things like that, you know, they take their own path. And I don't know how it works in your road school, but for mine, when we do something like that, invariably someone will be more interested in it than someone else, and that usually leads them to want to go home and read more about it or do a lap book about it, which we're going to talk about later, all about lap books. But that's exactly how our road school works right there. One thing definitely leads to another.
And what's going on at the Road Trip Teacher this week?
Well, at Road Trip Teacher, we are finishing up our Tucson study guide. That is going to be due out, I believe. Our release date is this Thursday, so I'm very excited about that. And we actually also started a video series this week of our own, which I'll post the link to that on our chat in a minute. It's called Looking for a Bunkhouse. So it's not really road school related, but it is travel related. And we are checking out some different RVs that have a bunkhouse. We have a deal going with North Trail RV Center down here in Southwest Florida. They're in Fort Myers and Fort Lauderdale, and so we're checking out some of the units that they have that's got bunkhouses. And so we've done a virtual tour, or actually we've done a real tour, but we put together a virtual tour for you on a Fleetwood Discovery 40G this week. So that's the video we released, and I'll post that link here in just a minute on the chat.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you mentioned that tonight we're talking to Nancy and Paula from A Journey Through Learning. They are curriculum publishers, and they have a huge amount of lap books on their site, ajourneythroughlearning.com. Have you used those lap books before, Mary Beth?
You know, I'm so excited to say yes, and I'm even more excited to be interviewing Nancy and Paula. I think you know, Kimberly, that Nancy was a big inspiration to me starting my own business with my Road Trip Teacher, just seeing how they done their, you know, how they formed their company, and I'll let her talk about that later. But that's one thing that really breathed life into our road school. Our first year on the road, I was much like you, talked about, you know, we've all talked about how when you first get started, you think you're under this microscope, and so I was cramming things down my kids' throats, and it was just a lot. I mean, I was really trying to cram a lot down their throats, and it wasn't very much fun for me or them. And somewhere after the first of the year, that very first year, I ran across A Journey Through Learning lap book, and it saved our road school. Because what happened, my kids got the opportunity to look at all the different things that they have on their website, and they all picked something that they liked, and they just ran with it. And it's been a huge part of our curriculum ever since. Our family loves lap books.
Yes, you know, we have not used A Journey Through Learning lap books, but I saw in the chat that Nancy just mentioned they have over 400 flat books on their site. That is super impressive. We've actually used one or two lap books to do learning through movies. There's some lap books available for that, and that's the only time we've used that. But I'm looking forward to the freebie tonight and using that freebie this week in my road school because it's perfect. I have a just to give a hint, I have a child who is enamored with the changing of the seasons and was counting down the days to spring, and now that spring's here, he's really excited, so this will be the perfect time for that freebie.
Well, and that's the great thing about A Journey Through Learning. They actually have they have lap books for seasons. They have lap books that are, you know, cross-curriculum for all. You know, they even have a lap book for math, you know, different forms of math and science and different subjects. But they do a lot of lap books for curriculums. So, another thing, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Lisa Cottrell Bentley, that is going to be our keynote speaker at the World's Best Road School Convention, A Journey Through Learning actually has lap books for her book series. There's just a lot of different resources on their website, so definitely.
Well, that's amazing,
and
they're all going to be together. Paul and Nancy and myself and you and Lisa, we're all going to be together. It's just amazing how the world works, how small the world is. And on that same note, we're all doing a book signing in Tucson next month, early next month, at Mostly Books on, I believe it's the 8th, Tuesday the 8th, from 2 to 4 at Mostly Books in Tucson. We're going to be doing a book signing. So, very excited. Are you ready? Should we bring Nancy on? And Nancy and Paula?
Yes. Yep, I think we should. Okay. I'm excited to talk to both of them.
Let's do it. Nancy and Paula, you're on with Mary Beth and Kimberly on Road School Moms. How are you guys tonight?
Good. How are y'all?
Hello.
We're doing great.
Can you hear us?
We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing good. We're working away.
I'm sure. It's no easy task to amass over 400 lap books. I'm sure you are very busy women. Where in the world are you tonight?
We are in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, cool. I think I just drove kind of around there. I was in Baton Rouge a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I actually texted you when you were on the road that you were passing us.
Oh, cool. Yes, I did get that, actually. I remember that when we had explored the kid, USS Kid. You guys sent us a message. Can you give us a little overview of Journey Through Learning and how you guys came up with that idea?
Well, we did not invent lap books. They were already around, but we actually started out doing unit studies and then slowly got into lap books. We've been in business about 6 years. And we started out we made lap books for Lisa's books and Susan Marlowe's books, and that was the first customers that we had as far as doing for companies. And then over the years, we've added more, so I listed them in the text there. So we create for about 9 or 10 companies, too.
Wow. I see that in the chat. Apologia, Fulbright, History of Us, that's amazing. That's quite an impressive list. And then you do for your own, too. Latoya's on the chat, and she says, my oldest loves the lap books that go with some of the Maestro Classic CDs.
Yes, we also create for them. I forgot about them. But, yeah, we do for them also.
Very cool. Well, I know Mary Beth has used your lap books, so maybe she's got some questions for you.
Well, I one thing that I had a question about, we've not used your binder pages, that portion. I know that you have a really cool, Nancy, you guys have developed a really cool way. Maybe if you have a learner that is not, maybe as hands-on as another, and if they don't really want to get into a full-blown lap book with the folders and with all of that, my question was, how can you use the binder pages for that, maybe with an older student?
Yeah, our binder builder is unique in that it is made on cardstock that you hole punch and put in a 3-ring binder, and then you can add tabs and add maps and reports and coloring sheets, whatever it is they'll do. And then we usually cut down the number of booklets and have more report, workbook-type pages. So it's mainly for the upper grades, usually use those a little bit, say, 5th, 6th, and 7th graders. That's not so much into the cutting and gluing. Now, there are still booklets, but they're not as many.
I see.
You know,
well, that's my. I know my older one that he likes the lap books, but he quickly gets tired of the, you know, all of the little booklets. And so, I think we're excited to start a binder builder for him this spring. Well, and tell me what the other thing. I know that we've talked. Latoya on our chat was just talking about how much she loves the lap books. I know Kimberly mentioned that. Someone else is asking on our one of our Facebook pages. How can you use these across multi-ages? I mean, I know how I do it, but Nancy, you tell me what your take on that is. How can you use these when you have, you know, a preschooler to a maybe 6th or 7th grader in your class, you know, in your road school? How can you use, you know, a lap book for something like that?
The one neat thing about lap books is that everyone thinks it's writing in the booklet, but you can draw pictures. They can dictate back to you. It's a great way for older kids to practice dictation so they can fill in the books for the smaller kids, or just have your smaller kids dictate to you or do one word where they're just learning to print, or they can draw pictures. That's a great way to use for all your different students.
I have Kimberly. A question that just came in. Yeah, Mary Beth, I have a question that just came in. Approximately how long how many hours or minutes should you dedicate in your day to doing a lap book? How long does it take?
It really depends on what subject you're doing. If you're doing, like, the curriculum that goes around with the other curriculums, then you'll follow whatever they're like. We follow the curriculum company's books to a T. So our lap books will follow directly chapter by chapter along with those. But if you're doing on your own, I would say, because we include study guides, so it's a study guide per booklet. So usually it's probably one study guide a day if you're doing just lap booking, or even just once a week just to do them as a supplement. But you can carry them out as long as you want, because you can rabbit trail and, you know, stop in a section and read books or do field trips or whatever.
Yeah, you can spend as little or as much time as you want. They're very, you can tailor them to your individual needs.
That's good to know. Now, you mentioned subjects. Can you name some of the subjects that are
Sorry?
Most popular for lap books?
Hello?
Hello?
We're here. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I asked, what are the most popular subjects for lap books?
I would say science and history.
Science and history.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, and I know, Kimberly, for our road school, we love the science ones. My kids like to do, Nancy talks about rabbit trailing, which I love. And what that simply means is, you know, you start with a lap book and one of your learners might find that they like a portion of that, you know, that interests them more, and so they stop and they, you know, they want to go read books on it. Or in our case, in our road school, they love hands-on science experiments, so we do that a lot. And we like to record those findings in our lap book, and they'll take pictures, and, you know, we usually include a little pocket to keep the pictures in if we've done something that's really cool. That's one thing. That's one way we like to use ours with science lap books.
I've never heard of rabbit trailing. What exactly does that mean?
You want me to answer it?
Yep, go ahead, Nancy. It's your
okay.
Term. I love it.
Okay, rabbit trailing just means, like, if you are studying Thomas Edison and you get to light bulbs or whatever his inventions were, then instead of continuing on in the direction that the lap book is going with the study guide, you may stop where you are and you may do a small unit on light bulbs or electricity, or take some field trips or do a biography on just him. So it just means you find something within this unit that you're doing and find something else that you want to work on, and then you come back to where you were in the lap book.
Very cool. I like that concept. That's I like that flexibility.
Well, and I'll tell you that no matter what, even though we talked about a journey through learning, they do a lot of, you know, they do classical conversation, you know, lap books. They do a lot of lap books for a lot of different curriculums. We actually use Time for Learning. I know a lot of us road schoolers, you know, on the full-timers use that, you know, online. I find there are a lot of subjects that have, you know, we just done an LA Extensions. If you're Time for Learning, you might be familiar with their LA Extensions program. And my second grader, we can always find something on a journey through learning that is literally the exact title. Like she just got done with one on worms, you know, and it just so happens that Journey Through Learning has one on worms, and so we just done that one. So it's very easy to find something that goes along with what you're already doing, and you know, as well.
Yeah, we actually have had many people ask us about creating for them, and we've had several people that we know that have emailed them, but we do a lot of our express lap books or follow along with their history and science. So you can find a lot of their titles in our Express Lap books.
Right, and I'll let you elaborate on that, Nancy, because it's a great concept that you guys have. You have many lap books that, you know, require three folders, which simply means that there's, you know, there's several lap books, a lot of information. But tell us about your Express Lap books.
Our Express Lap books are just one folder. There are typically about 10 booklets in there, sometimes less, but we also include a bunch of fun extra things, like we have cooking recipes and book lists and book reports and coloring sheets and craft ideas. So it's like a mini unit study because you get the study guides and you get the extra fun play stuff to do, but your kid still gets to make one lap book folder. So they just can be done quicker, and they don't take as long. You can literally do one in
probably a day or two.
A day or two, yeah.
That's very cool. Now, we mentioned that you guys came with some gifts, and one of the gifts is you're giving away a freebie to all our listeners tonight. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we have a spring activity book that is just filled with a bunch of fun activities for the kids to do.
Okay, well, I have just loaded that up on our Road School Moms homepage over at the Ultimate Radio Show. So if you want to go get that, I am putting the link everywhere, or you can just go to Ultimate Radio Show and look up Road School Moms, and you'll see it right there. It says Spring Freebie from A Journey Through Learning. So thanks so much for bringing that. Now, Nancy, you recently published a book.
I did. It's about the journey that our family took for 3 years, starting in 2006. We found out that our then 10-year-old daughter had a terminal brain disease. And the book actually did not start as a book whatsoever. It started as my personal journey, my journal that I kept every day. And Candace fought for 3 years, and we lost her in July 18th of 2009. And about a year ago, I just could not shake the idea that my journals needed to be published, and I fought it for a long time. And we had some bumps in the road, but it's good. It's out now on our website. You can get it at A Journey Through Learning on our store website, or we also have a website just for Candace where you can see pictures of her, and our story is listed on there. And so basically it's just the story of how our family coped with something that we were not expecting.
I'm sure that's so brave of you to share this, and I'm sure you're going to help a lot of other families who are going through similar or significant trials. That I'm so sad for your loss, but I'm so excited isn't the right word, but happy that you shared this with, you know, with everyone.
Yeah, we are too. In fact, Paul, I gave my first talk because I've never done big speaking talks at all. And Paul and I drove about an hour Wednesday night and went to a ladies group. And we were laughing on the way home saying that if somebody had told us 5 years ago we'd be doing this, We had no plans to do this. So we definitely see God in it. It is no doubt that it has been God.
Absolutely. And you're bringing another talk. You're doing two talks at the World's Best Road School Convention. One is A Guide to Lap Booking and Introducing Lap Booking Basics and Advanced Methods to Your Road School. And the other one is... seeing God's purpose in your grief, right?
Right, yes. And I'll just basically be sharing how it's just you have to get through, and you have to find a day every day for a reason to get through. And just talking about how that joy does come, that you will find it. It's slow, but it's there. And, you know, to just not miss the little things because we're looking at the end already. So just, you know, ride the wave and do what you need to do and still try to find the purpose for what God has in it all.
Well, that's
Nancy, can you tell, I know that you, this has been something that's been on your heart for a while, that, you know, you've published this book now and you've kind of written your inspiration and encouragement to others. But for someone that's maybe in the middle of a trial like that, can you give them some words of encouragement or maybe something for them to look at to get through the next day? Because I know I can't imagine your loss. I can't imagine it. So I can only imagine that, you know, going through something like that, that it would be hard to figure out how to get to the next day. So do you have any specific words for someone that might be in the middle of something like that?
Yeah, they need a Paula, but y'all can't have mine. you know, it's funny. It's been almost 5 years since Candace passed, and I can honestly say I don't remember the last year of her life. We went from one bad news to another bad news, and it was rough. I had three other kids at home. When Candace was diagnosed, our youngest son was starting kindergarten. And we were still homeschooling. My oldest child at the time was 8th, 9th grade.
Yeah.
And was just starting high school. And, you know, she was having to homeschool her younger siblings and keep the house running. And my husband's gone a lot. And I tell everybody, my kids grew up quickly. We would go to the doctor for something and end up in the hospital. And we may not come home for 3 weeks. So everybody knew where my clothes were, and everybody knew how to pack a bag for me, and we just kind of went with it. I don't think you think when you're in the midst of it how you're doing it. I think you just cope one day at a time.
This might be
a good time, Kimberly, to remind those if you have a question that you'd like to ask Nancy on the air, Nancy or Paula, is that okay, Kimberly? Can we take calls during this interview?
Absolutely. The number to call is on this page right here. The number to call is 425-440-5100. And the conference ID is 02-6375#. And then once you're in there, if you want to ask a question, or pretty soon we're going to be doing a giveaway, if you want to possibly win a prize tonight, you're going to want to hit #2 to raise your hand, and I'll see you blinking here on the control board. So, again, that number is area code 425-440-5100. Use conference ID 02-6375#. And if you want to talk with us or have a question or have something to add, go ahead and hit #2, and I will see you flashing. not that kind of fun. speaking of which, we'll give people an opportunity to make phone calls, but you are going to give away a few signed copies tonight of your book. Isn't that right, Nancy?
We are, yes. Yes.
Very cool. So if you want to give us a call, or if you're already on the line and you hit your, I think I've been saying pound two, but I mean star two. If you hit your star two, I will see you blinking, and you will be a winner tonight. Nancy is giving away 4 signed copies of her book this evening. So far, if you're listening, you've gotten your free spring lap book, and now you have the opportunity to win a book. And I think I have our first winner. Hold on. Let's see. Area code 417-342. You're on the line with Road School Moms tonight. Who am I talking to?
This is Carrie Smith. I wrote for Chicks Without Bricks.
Oh, hello, Sherry Smith. It's great to talk to you in person. Mary Beth is another chick.
Hey, how are you doing?
That's wonderful. If anyone doesn't know, Mary Beth, myself, and 10 other women, including Sherry, who we're on the phone with right now, penned a book called Chicks Without Bricks, Postcards from Chicks Without Bricks, and now she's calling full circle. Well, you've won yourself a new book, Sherry. Are you familiar with A Journey Through Learning?
I am not.
Well, then this is going to be exciting. So you got yourself the free lap book, and what are the ages of your road schoolers?
12. No, she turned 13, sorry. My 19 and 21-year-old did high school on the road. And so now I just have 4 in school.
Well, that's the perfect age range for this freebie lap book. And now you've got yourself a grown-up book for you. So that's wonderful. What I want you to do after we get off the line is somehow send me either a Facebook message, I know we're Facebook friends, or you can send me an email to Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com with your information, and I'll make sure to get it to Nancy.
Exciting. Oh, sounds great. I'm really excited. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Did
you have any questions you wanted to ask or any advice you wanted to give?
Oh, gosh. Just breathe. Breathe deep. Enjoy every moment. It's not all about books. It's about learning, and we can use books, but we can use life at the same time. I love books. I love curriculums, but I always teach a student, not a curriculum, and I use both. My poor husband, we have so much weight in books in our camper because I find the value in them, but I always remember they're a tool, they're a means to an end.
You know, it's so funny you bring that up because that was one of your stories in Postcards from
mm-hmm.
Chicks About Bricks.
Yeah.
It was about, I remember feeling your pain when you wrote about how you cried when you learned you couldn't take all that weight with you because you had scoped out all those nooks and crannies to shove your books in. And then he broke the news to you that you couldn't bring them. Oh, I felt the heartache myself, so.
Yes. In fact, I'm just getting ready to have to sort through them all again. We've rented a cabin for the winter, and we're just getting ready to move back into camper in the next week and a half. And I'm looking at all the books I've unpacked from storage, and my husband is looking at them also. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, how can I get them all in there somehow? How could I live without the Dr. Seuss ones or the other? You know, I just don't know. So it'll be an interesting cramming it underneath mattresses and in the bathroom and everywhere that I can. If I have my pillow, I have a bookshelf, so I have to have my head to the side of the bookshelf in my bed. And, oh, gosh, anyway.
Well, thanks so much for calling in and for winning. I have another winner to get to, so do send me that message,
thanks.
And I'll make sure that you get your book. Thanks. Okay, the next winner I have on the line is area code 906-644. Mm-hmm. You're on the line with Road School Radio. Road School Moms Radio. Who am I talking to?
This is Dustin. I just want to say that this is the best radio show I've ever heard in my life. And thank you for doing this every Sunday. This is amazing. I really want to win that book. Can you please, please, please make sure I have a double signed copy? I would love this book.
That, everyone, is the love of my life, who is in the Jenkins camper with all my kids so I can be in the quote-unquote studio, which doubles as our camper's bedroom, and actually complete a thought. So thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
And we'll send you a book. We'll send you one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll, you'll meet her in person, okay?
Oh, okay, great.
I'll
find my forehead.
Bye-bye. You just never know who's going to call in. I mean, you shout out a phone number, and all of a sudden, you know, all sorts of lunatics call, but you've got to be used to that. So go ahead, Mary Beth.
No, I'm just going to say, if you're listening on the air, and if you haven't checked out our chat box, it's so fun, because as we're listening, people are, you know, putting their thoughts on there and talking back and forth, and it's pretty fun. So we, I know Shara's on the line, which I think she is isn't she your marketing person, Nancy, from up in Indiana?
She is. She's our other right arm. She does all of our promotions and our Facebook and all of our social media, so we love her.
Yep, so shout out to Shara. She's clear up in Indiana where it's still chilly out.
I can't imagine.
No, I don't want to be where it's cold. Actually, it was 54 degrees here today, and that was as cold as I could take it. So if you are listening online or even, you know, how about we, I think we're able to give them away in the chat box, too. If you're listening online and you'd like to win a signed copy of Nancy's new book, go ahead and chat out to Mary Beth that you want to win. And we will, you see that, Mary Beth? Full-time nomad says, me.
I do, and also Mom of Lots of Tots is on as well, so we want to give out a shout to them. And if you would like to dial in and win another signed copy of Nancy's book, again, the number is on our chat page. It's also on our Road School Moms homepage, so dial 425-440-5100. And use the conference code 026375 pound. And then dial in, then you just dial *2, right, Kimberly? And that raises your hand so you can participate in the giveaway.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. I got another hand raised right here. Hold on a second. And it's coming up as, where did you go? Oh, there you are. Shirley Salazar, are you on the line with us? Shirley from Denver, Colorado? I can't hear you. Can you hear us? Well, Shirley, you are caller number 3, or winner number 3, I should say. And
or Laura?
I see Shirley, but if you want to call yourself Nora, that's fine. We'll go with that.
No, it should be Laura. Or is it the Denver one?
It is. It's area code 303-358.
Yay!
You're a winner! Congratulations. Yay. You won a signed copy of Nancy's new book. Do you use Journalies Through Learning?
So excited. My son and I are here just watching and checking out all of this lap book loveliness. We're so excited.
Well, that's fabulous. So you got yourself the freebie, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. And now what you're going to do is you're going to send me an email at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, and I'm going to get your information to Nancy, and she's going to sign a book specially for you and send it to you. You're one lucky lady.
Yay! Wait, thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, I'm looking for winner number 4. Do we have another winner? Let's see. Like I mentioned, Nancy and Paula are coming to the World's Best Road School Convention happening in 2 weeks. In Tucson. We're so excited that you're on board with this convention. And we can't wait to learn about lab cooks in our road school. Are you going to be bringing examples with you?
We will. We'll have lots of samples and some fun activities, so it'll be fun.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, we're really excited about it. We are actually going to be interviewing someone who is an avid user of Journey Through Learning Lab books. Mary Beth, do you want to take that over, and I'll bring her on?
Sure. We want to welcome Christy Stevens. She's a full-time. She's on our full-time families group, friends of both Kimberly's and I's on our Facebook pages. And when we started talking about A Journey Through Learning, she was the first one to come back with a thread and talk about how much she loved A Journey Through Learning. So we thought it'd be fun to talk to her tonight and see how she uses lab books in her road school. Are you there, Christy?
I am. Yes, hello.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Why don't you tell us both?
Hi. Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
We're excited to have you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe how many road schoolers you have in your rig and their ages and where you're at in
the
world tonight.
Sure. We're actually new to road schooling. We're not new to homeschooling, but we just recently moved out of our sticks and bricks and moved into a rig full time. But we have two kids, age 7 and 10, so grades 1 and 4. And we've been homeschooling for 6 years. In as far as road schooling is concerned, just a few months. But I must say, you know, as you said, Mary Beth, before, I am an avid user of Journey Through Learning, and I love their products. My kids are able to just create with those. Our very first thing that we ever did was the Prairie Primer, which, if those of you who don't know what that is, it's actually a unit study based off of the Little House books, Little House on the Prairie books. And my daughter was absolutely, you know, she was in love with the Engle family and all that kind of stuff. And so when I learned about lap booking at my first homeschool convention, I just knew that this was something that my artistic child would just absolutely love. And she ended up being a reluctant reader, but we were reading the books and going through the Prairie Primer, and with the help of A Journey Through Learning, I was able to really get her involved in the book, and not just in the story, but in the different aspects of learning that was in the story, such as how Pa like made his bullets every night for going out hunting the next day, and what it would be like to live in that time and having to go hunting, and just different aspects of the book, just bringing it more to life than was in the actual book itself. So she completed that, and of course, I knew at that point that we were hooked on lap booking, and since then, my youngest, who is not really artistic, but he is a typical boy. It's kind of hard to get him to settle down and sit down at times, but with lap booking, it just really engages him, and I love the Apologia lap books that you guys offer, and it really, again, with like it did with Prairie Primer, it just brings everything into a new perspective than what the book offers. And if any of you are familiar with the Apologia books, they're already great in themselves, but when you add lap booking and making those little miniature books and then putting it all into the file folders, I mean, it's just something that at the very end the child is just really proud of, and it gives just another aspect to homeschooling or road schooling. And we love it mainly because you can take it anywhere. You can do it like I'm a real big fan of the instant downloads. That way I can keep it on my computer, and I'm able to print off what I need for that week, or I can just go ahead and print the whole thing, you know, just as it goes. And what we do is we cut out our mini books and we complete them, and then we keep them in a little plastic baggie. And Nancy, I believe you were the one who originally gave me that idea, is to keep everything in a little Ziploc bag, and then when you're done, you can go ahead and assemble the file folders. But
right.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that is just something I'm able to, we're avid Disney goers. We go to the parks a lot. We're annual pass holders. So I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry. We're actually in Orlando, Florida. And but we go to the parks a lot, and we'll actually take our work with us and sit down in the parks and, you know, a nice shady spot or something. And it really, I mean, it's kind of a take-and-go situation. You just take your binder with you and your little Ziploc bag in the folder in the binder, and you're all set to go. I just absolutely love A Journey Through Learning. I love lap booking. My kids love it. And just thank you for everything that you guys do to put these lap books together. Another thing I wanted to thank you for was also the Trail Guide to Learning with Geography Matters. We're getting ready to start that. So that's going to be so exciting. My kids were so excited to know that you guys had a lap book for that. And I as well, because if anybody knows anything about Trail Guide, it is extensive. Not expensive. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is expensive, but it's extensive. And
it
just
is.
To
it's
be able, right, to break that down for kids, I mean, it's awesome.
Well, thank you. It is. It's a great program, and we have all of Geography Matters products done in lap books. So we have quite a few with them.
Right, right.
Mary Beth, I think you saw a question on the chat.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Mary Beth.
We have a question coming in on the chat, so while it's there, I'm going to ask it real quick. Nancy, we have someone asking about Apologia General Science. Do you have a lap book for that?
We do not. I just answered it right below. We only create for the Apologia Elementary series, the Exploring series. We are in the process. Jay Wiles is the author of the older series, and right now we have been signed by Jay. He has a new elementary series out called Science in the Beginning, and we are working on that. That is his first book, and he will have, I think, Shara's on here. I think she knows better than I do, but I think there's plans for 7, I think, in his series. So we do not have the high school Apologia, but we do have the elementary, and then Jay Wiles' new elementary science program.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering that. Christy, you're such a good, you're a great person to talk to for A Journey Through Learning. You're very knowledgeable about their products. It's not clear that you've used several of their different ones, so that's awesome.
Yes, and I also wanted to tell you that my mother, my kid's grandmother, actually didn't think that she would be able to do a lap book, and so she started reading the Right on Time books to the kids, and when she found out that they had lap books available for them with that series, she went ahead and kind of reluctantly purchased one, and she just she wanted to make sure that I let you know how much fun she had with the kids with that. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, like I said, someone sent us the link, and I want to say it was Mary Beth, like 2 years ago, I think, sent us the outline for them, and we started creating that Express series that can be used along with them. So we have quite a few.
And I think for anybody who's kind of leery of maybe starting lap booking, just maybe on the aspect of, oh, I'm not creative, you know, I'm not able to do anything artsy or, you know, put anything like this together, it is so easy with the way A Journey Through Learning has put together these lap books, where you can actually purchase it outright, where you they'll send you everything already printed, or you can do like I like, the instant download and print it from your home. But everything is right there. I mean, you have the study guide, you've got everything ready for you, and it literally just walks you through it. And there's really, I mean, it's a no-brainer, you know? It's so easy.
That's right,
well,
Christy. It really is easy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And fun.
I was just going to say, we appreciate Christy, Nancy, and Paula coming on the phone tonight and sharing and giving out freebies. We appreciate all you guys, and we can't wait to see Nancy and Paula in Tucson. And so I want to say thank you, and then Mary Beth and I are going to talk about what's coming up next week on Road School Moms. So thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, see you in about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Looking forward
Can't
to
wait.
It. Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was. That hour flew by. I don't know about you, but it flew by. The chat, I just have to say, for all of you that are listening and chatting, thank you, because it's been a lot of fun to listen and chat with you.
Yeah, it brings a whole other level of energy to the show. I really liked it. Coming up next week, it's just you and me, Mary Beth. No guests, possibly giveaways, because I like giveaways, and so does Mary Beth. So it's just you and me. Make yourself a nice warm drink. Find a comfy spot and come and relax and recharge with the two of us. You can chat or listen or call in, and we're just going to be talking about the ups and downs of road schooling and full-time RVing as a family. So I'm looking forward to that. And then April 6th, we've got our first of many series on making money on the road. And that caller that I called Nora was actually Laura, who is our 31 Gifts representative, who's coming to Tucson. And she's going to be on that Making Money on the Road show, along with Amazon Camper Force and a representative from RV Armor. So those are three different opportunities that we're going to explore for making your full-time RV dreams a reality. And if you want more information about upcoming shows, you can go to the Ultimate Radio Show, and you can check out the show calendar. And there we've loaded up all the shows that are coming up. So do you have anything to tell the people what they should do this week, Mary Beth? Mary Beth, are you still there?
Yeah, you know, it's so odd. I just got totally cut out. But, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No
problem.
So if they want to come to the Road School Convention, what do they need to do?
If they want to come to the Road School Convention, we, as far as attendees, I'm sorry, Kimberly, I really got, like, literally cut off. I lost everything you were talking about. If you still... So we're looking for, if anyone wants to come to the Road School Convention, you can just check out the worldsbestroadschoolconvention.com. We have all the information on there. We just released our schedule, right, Kimberly?
Yes. Our schedule is up, and we've got a ton of workshops, presentations, exhibitors, and then a ton of nightlife activity. I'm really looking forward to the whole thing. It's part rally, part convention, and part nothing you've ever seen before. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want, you can pick up your tickets right there at World's Best Road School Convention. You can join us for the day, or you can join us for the entire event. It's up to you. Stay for as little or as long as you like. Maybe you'll stay. Maybe you'll come without an RV and leave with one, because we're going to have it at Lazy Days where they sell RVs, and maybe we'll talk you into this crazy road schooling lifestyle.
You never know. When you get around us, you never know what might happen.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Nope. Well, gosh.
Okay, so do you have...
I
know. It just flew. It just really flew. It felt like 5 minutes. You have any parting words to leave with the people?
Nope. Just sending out blessings to everyone, and... looking forward to next Sunday night. We'll have a whole hour of friends and fellowship. And until then, safe travels.
Happy travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RoadSchoolMoms.com.